They're coming to take your money, baby. That's how government rules. Let's go to Joe in Randallstown. Joe, how's it going?
Good. I was listening to your show.
Yep.
I'm in Randallstown, but I'm originally from New York.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell my accent. I saw a commercial on TV that kind of left me not really laughing, but I was shaking my head. Because New York State is trying to get business to move back to New York by running commercials saying that there's a new New York now, that they're going to lower taxes.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And, you know, I don't know if you saw it. Have you seen it?
I've seen it. I think it's for Buffalo, isn't it? For the city of Buffalo?
No. It's New York State.
I've seen some of them, but yeah. They're saying
and
we're going to make
it's running here. I've seen it running here. They're running it here also.
Right, but I've seen ads for Buffalo featuring like Warren Buffett and Jim Kelly and things like that, saying, "Oh, come to Buffalo. We're great." But unfortunately, yeah, you're right. They are in New York State. New York State, as a refugee from New York State, Joe.
Yeah,
tell us a little bit about how lovely how friendly the environment is there for businesses.
Well, it's kind of tough. I'm from New York, and we got city tax, we got the federal tax, you got the state tax, and people, you know, it's rough. You know, I saw a family live there, and it's still hard, you know, to make it up there. It's really hard, and I think it's going to happen in Maryland. They're going to eventually lose so many businesses, and people are going to start moving out because we're living in a very, you know, bad triangle with, you know, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Virginia.
Delaware is sitting right there with no sales tax.
Yeah, you know, our neighborhood is really, you know, dangerous because, you know, people, you know, given the choice, they'd rather not be, you know, heavily taxed, you know.
Well, Joe, I don't understand why you don't want to pay your fair share. Why do you hate everybody so much, Joe?
I don't hate everybody. I just pay so much taxes. It's kind of rough, you know, to move ahead. You know, I'm staying, you know, my head above water. And that's not the way you know to live.
Exactly. I appreciate the call, Joe, and hope you keep your head above water. That is what government doesn't understand, is there becomes a point when you just can't give anymore. I'll tell you a little secret about businesses, people, and you people down in City Hall. You might want to take notes, because a lot of you have never actually bothered to work in the private sector in any meaningful way. Sure, maybe when you were 14, you had a weekend job, but you certainly didn't run businesses. Businesses do not, nobody sits around and goes, I'm going to take a massive, massive risk for myself, my family, our financial future, and I'm going to start a business. But the reason I'm going to do this is so I can employ people. No one ever sits around and goes, yeah, I want to start a business so I can employ people. People start businesses to make money, to earn a profit. And the taxes, as much as you like to think that they don't seem to matter, politicians, and they don't really impact anything, do impact that bottom line and someone's ability to make said profit that allows them to stay in business, that allows them to hire people and expand. And when you keep raising taxes or finding new ways to raise taxes, new different avenues of taxes, cost them a little bit more money, they will fold or they will leave, because their main reason for existence is to make money. I realize that doesn't jive well with a nice liberal sentimentality where everybody has to sing kumbaya and a drum circle can solve all the world's problems. But that doesn't work outside of fantasy land. You can regulate them to death. You can tax them to death. You can tax them at 100%. Why not? Take it all. Hey, it's spread the wealth and it's good for everybody. But they will leave. They will fold. There comes a point when too much is just too much. And this bag tax is, yes, it's a dime. It's a dime per bag. If you buy a pair of pants and they put it in a bag, it's just a dime. It's just a dime. But those dimes add up. Over time, they add up. And this state, this city, have a lot of people who can't afford a dime, who don't have that extra dime to spare for your vanity project or to make sure that, you know, you can get your next raise down at City Hall or whatever, your bogus cover for... Oh, this is all about cleaning up the parks. Well, you know what? We got a lot of people. I just did jury duty. We got a lot of people in this city who have to do a lot of community service. You give them a stick with a nail on the end, and you give somebody to watch them spend an hour in a park, and those parks will get clean, and they won't cost you anything. And you know what? We could do that if that were the objective, but we both know that that is not the objective. Let's go to Todd in Cockeysville. Todd, how's it going?
Yeah, I got a quick story to tell, but I was going to say, no, you can't do that because they got to have three hots and a cot and cable TV. And
Well, no, these aren't even the people. I mean, now people want to go to prison because it sounds like a frat party. But, you know, these are people who get community service.
Or anywhere, you know, puts them out to work, then it's a cruel and unusual punishment, you know? I mean, it's just mind-boggling. But, you know, you were talking about taxes, and every which way you can. I remember reading an ad, and this goes back years, and it was for a case of motor oil, and there was an asterisk next to it, and it said, does not, and this was in Maryland, but it said, does not include New York State lubricant tax. And I thought, my God, if they're... You just can't even breathe anymore. But so, you know, they're going to tax that next.
Well, that's CO2, Todd, and you're killing the planet by exhaling. And if we can't stop exhaling, we have to tax it.
Yeah, it just made me laugh. And you know, I work in Mid-Atlantic sales, and I was down in North Carolina talking to a customer about the rain tax we just got in Maryland, and they laughed and they said they've had that for years. So, I mean, it's just everybody just wants to you know, tax every possible move you can make. And you know, I'm probably taxed before my feet hit the floor in the morning. So,
your electricity and your alarm clock is taxed.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Reagan was right. Government's view of the economy can be summed up in a few short phrases. If it moves, tax it. If it keeps moving, regulate it. If it stops moving, subsidize it. I appreciate the call, Todd. No, that is true. Grover Norquist was on Twitter the other day, and he was up in Boston. He's originally from Massachusetts. Then he emigrated to the United States, as he likes to say. And he, you know, you fly in, especially in airports, because the states think they can really screw people from out of state. He rented a car from the airport for 2 days or whatever it was, and it was $42. And then there were $44 in taxes and fees and all the little add-ons that you see on the receipt that makes the receipt into a sort of a slightly smaller version of War and Peace, these novels that you get at rental car places, because they tax the hell out of it. It doubled the price. Now, if you went downtown Boston, you could probably rent a car for cheaper. Just like here, you can rent in the city of Baltimore for much cheaper than you can rent out at BWI as far as taxes go, because they put all these airport taxes on there, and they put this tax and that tax on there because the government sees an opportunity. They see these suckers flying in from around the country, and they go, we can really hit them, and the people who live here won't care and won't mind. Well, everybody's doing it. We all get hit by it eventually, and we do care, and we do mind, or at least we should. Sad statement on the economy today, but that's just how it is.